Manx Radio Sport.
Good evening. Welcome to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. Rob Pritchard here with you for the next half an hour for the latest look at the sporting action coming up this weekend and beyond. Coming up tonight. Tonight sees a meeting of some of the biggest football talent on Ireland as the Isle of Man men's national side face FC Isle of Man in a friendly. For the first time ever, the World Downhill Skateboard Championship is visiting the island, and we hear from the event's director of racing. We're continuing our countdown to the 2025 Ireland Games. We'll find out how the Isle of Man's golf team is getting on, and after a great medal haul at the Games last time out, the Manx swimming squad as well. That is all to come this evening. Very warm welcome to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. Rob Pritchard here with you in the chair for the next half hour, taking you through a look at the sporting action on the Isle of Man and beyond over the next few days and beyond as well. First up tonight, we turn our attention to a big test under the floodlights for a collection of some of the island's best footballers this evening. The Isle of Man men's national team and FC Isle of Man will face off in a friendly at the Bowl in Douglas tonight with kickoff at 7 p.m. Well, for the national team, it'll be their last match before jetting off to the 2025 Ireland Games in Orkney, which are being held from the 12th to the 18th of July. Caretaker player manager Chris Bass is looking forward to tonight's game and explains how his team's preparations for the games have been going so far.
So far, so good. We've been flat out since the TT's finished. We've been three times a week training. Games at the weekends when we've had two games away. Yeah, it's been good. Prep's been really, really good. We can't fault anything the lads have produced so far in training. We're really looking forward to it now. It's come round so fast and we are really, really looking forward to going now.
Although it has been a busy schedule, but how productive has that been for you to just get to know your team as a team?
You learn all the time. Each training session, we're learning more and more about the players, learning what works, what doesn't work. We're not asking them to do anything that, you know, is out the ordinary for them. It's kind of, we're just trying to make all the basics, you know, very, very simple for them. We're not asking for stuff that they can't do. So they've taken it on board really well. They've worked so hard in training. Everybody's come together as a group because there's a lot of players from a lot of different clubs who wouldn't necessarily train together. The group's come together really, really well. We're all getting on very well together, and it only bodes well for when you go away because you are going to be very, very close for a whole week. So it's good to get everybody together twice a week and training like we are and doing the stuff that we're doing. And they've been really receptive, and I think myself, Matt and Rick have been really pleased with what we're producing so far. Got some really good characters in there, a lot of experienced characters as well, which helps because what we ask for is good standards. We're in every session, whatever we do, whatever exercise we do, we always want the good standards, and you see there's players there that will always produce them standards, and that's what we want everyone else to follow. So the camaraderie is really, really good at the moment, and everyone's really looking forward to it.
This weekend, which effectively marks the end of your, if you're like, in inverted commas, pre-season preparations for the Ireland Games, coming up against an FC Isle of Man team who themselves separately have started their own pre-season preparations. What kind of test are you expecting?
I'm expecting a very good test. I'm expecting a standard of football that we would expect at the Ireland Games. I know that the FC Isle of Man's personnel's changed quite a bit. There's a few players that have retired from the FC squad, but they've also brought players in, younger players, but I'm expecting a very, very good test, and I'm expecting the standard of football that we're going to have to go and face in the Ireland Games. There's a lot of players that might be looked at for both sides. We've brought in, like, the players that we've brought in for our squad, they're also being looked at for FC Isle of Man, so I'm expecting them to try and produce something for when they come back and wanting to get themselves into the FC squad. So it'll be a very interesting game. I'm really looking forward to it. That one's come round quick as well from when we agreed to do it. But yeah, ultimately, results not important. Another fixture is important. Another game, another 90 minutes or 45, 60 minutes, whatever it'll be for some of the players, is very important before we go next week. But yeah, really looking forward to it, and I think it'll be a very, very good test for us and them.
And on the flip side of that, of course, FC Isle of Man have got to prepare for the challenge that you can throw at them. So in a nutshell, what challenge can you provide to them, do you think?
I think we'll provide a very good challenge for them, something that they're gonna want to have before they get round to their league fixtures. We're gonna provide a hopefully a fast flowing game of football, an attacking style of football. So hopefully that will be a good test for them. I expect it to be. I expect us to produce some good football on the day. I think that they will appreciate the fact that we're going to give them a good test. So yeah, I think it'll just be all round. I think it's just going to be an exciting and interesting game of football for people to watch and for people to be involved in.
And just finally, regardless of the results, how much has excitement been building to take part in the games? Yes, obviously there is a big drive in the team to be competitive, to go out to win gold. You've said that before as well, but this opportunity only comes around once every 2 years to take part in it. So how much is everyone just looking forward to being part of something different?
Yeah, so that's something we've reiterated as well to the squad, especially the lads that have come in that haven't experienced it before. You do have to go and enjoy an experience like this and experience other sides of it. Go and watch some of the other events when we get the day off and be involved in it, and not just to be holed up in the hotel room all the time. But you've got to concentrate on what we're there for, but also you've got to go and enjoy the experience. It's a great experience. I've always loved going to the Island Games. It's always a good event. It's a long week, although it feels like it's not. It's a long week. It's a lot involved. It's a heavy week. But yeah, when they get the opportunity, it is a case of go and enjoy it and be part of it. Don't just stay away from it all. Try and go and enjoy it as best you can.
Alabama men's national team caretaker player manager Chris Bass there. Meanwhile, for FC Isle of Man, well, they're at a very different point in time going into this one. This will be their first pre-season match for the Ravens, who are continuing their own preparations for the new NWCFL Premier Division campaign, which starts on Saturday the 26th of July. There's also been some significant changes to the squad, with a number of key players departing the club over the summer, including the likes of Sean Doyle, Jack McVeigh and Ronan McDonald. Well, only a couple of weeks into their pre-season camp, manager Paul Jones explains what it's been like so far and what he wants to see from his players at the bowl tonight.
Good, really good. You know, there's a good energy and atmosphere amongst the group. It's summertime, isn't it? So we're kind of seeing some people for some sessions and then others for others as holidays and trips away and all the rest of it kind of start to peter out. So we've got really good numbers down. We've got a really keen group, and we've been really happy with what we've seen so far, and just worked really hard really for the last kind of 3 weeks, and looking forward to start playing some games over the next couple of weeks ahead of the season starting.
There were some changes to the squad over the summer, a number of the senior players, for example, stepping away from the setup ahead of the coming season. So how much has the, not just the squad itself, but I suppose the dynamic changed going into this pre-season?
Yeah, we're still seeing that, I think. We've made the decision to invite people in this year to have a look at them. Some of those we've invited in are going to the Island Games, and because of how their training schedule is and our training schedule, it means we're not going to see them until after the Island Games. So yeah, it's a bit of an interesting pre-season really, where we're working with a really good strong group, but we're maybe not working with the full group that we would like to be this pre-season, which is fine. It's just how it is. So at the moment, there's a really, really good dynamic. You know, we're looking for everyone to step up. We're looking for everybody to earn the right to be in the squad and to wear the shirt week in and week out. And so far, we've seen that. And hopefully that hunger and that kind of desire to keep pushing on individually and as a group, stand us in good stead, and we can kind of keep using that all the way through the season. But, you know, from a player's perspective, you know, we're still getting to know some of the players we've invited in, and some of the players that we were looking to see haven't even been in the group yet. So, you know, it'll be a few weeks yet until we really see what that dynamic looks like in through August into September.
You partially answered my next question in terms of the players that have stepped away. Those have been part of some of them have been part of the setup for a couple of years, very established within the group. And one of them, of course, last season's captain and top goal scorer, stepping away from the setup. Not just in that position, but across the board of the players that have stepped away. How confident are you that there are those in that setup who can step straight into that standard?
Very. Yeah, we had a good strong group, and I know our results towards the end of last season didn't demonstrate that, but we've got a lot of belief in the squad. Some of the younger ones we've invited in have come in and done very, very well and maybe surprised us in terms of how quickly they've fitted into what we're doing. You know, there will be others that come in from the Island Games, hopefully, as long as they don't get injured and have a successful competition there, and they'll come in and bring their experiences and qualities into the group as well. So yeah, players like Sean and Jack and Ronan, and they bring a lot of experience and a lot of quality, but them not being there opens the door for others to step up and take their chance and their opportunity. And so far from what I've seen this preseason, there's people doing that.
Looking ahead to tonight's game against the Alman men's national team, you're both at different points in time, I suppose, as squads, because this is their final preparation before heading to Orkney for the Ireland Games, just a few weeks into pre-season yourselves. So what kind of a test are you expecting tonight?
I think we'll obviously be in for a bit of a test. You know, I know Chris is planning on going there, setting the team up to win gold. And obviously we all hope that they have a fantastically successful time over in Orkney. So, you know, it'll be a tough test for us, especially because of where we're at. We've got very heavy legs in the group at the moment, you know, purposefully. We're working them really hard. This is part of our preparation to get ready for our season. And, you know, we're, as you say, in a very different place to them. So we're using the game with that in mind to try things, to have a look at people, to make sure that we learn more about the group ahead of, you know, the four more preseason games that we have in the next couple of weeks ahead of our season starting in 3 weeks' time. So, you know, it'll be a tough game. I'm sure there'll be players there who either have been in our group previously or who could be coming into our group this season who'll want to show us what they're going to bring. And there'll also be others who haven't or had that opportunity yet, trying to prove a point to me and the rest of them. But, you know, our players are in that season, exactly what they need to get them ready for the season ahead. And it'll be tough because of the position we're going to put them in. We're going to make it maybe harder than we would do normally for a league game, because they need that. They need to suffer a little bit, then they need to work through heavy legs and work through tiredness and fatigue and still get a result. So yeah, I'm definitely going to be making it more difficult for our players than we would do normally. But that's because I want it to be as hard as possible for them, because I think that's the way that we improve, and that's the way that we are where we want to be by the first league game on the 26th of July.
FC Alabama manager Paul Jones there. And before that, Alabama men's national side caretaker player manager Chris Bass ahead of tonight's game between the Alabama men's national side and FC Alabama kickoff at 7 p.m. tonight at the Bowl in Douglas. And the lineups for both teams have also been announced. So if you want to check out those details, head on over to the Facebook pages of both the Alabama Football Association and FC Alabama. And just a bit of a reminder as well, travel-wise, if you're heading to and from that game this evening, Peel Road, the eastbound carriage way between Quarterbridge Roundabout and Douglas Fire Station, that is going to be closed this evening between 6:30 p.m. and approximately midnight tonight, and that is for tree felling works. At the westbound carriageway operating in the opposite direction will be open one way, so please do just bear that in mind if you're travelling in and around not just the Bowl but that area in general this evening.
Manx Radio Sport.
Moving on then, the Isle of Man knows all about high-octane racing, but in that regard, something has arrived on Manx shores that's just a little bit different. For the first time ever, the Isle of Man is hosting a round of the World Downhill Skateboarding Championship this weekend. Will Stevenson is the WDSC's Director of Racing, and he told us that the idea of holding a round of the series on Manx shores has been in the works for quite some time.
We are really, really keen about being on the Isle of Man. It's something that I've always kept my eye on, mostly because one of my really good friends, he was a sidecar racer and used to race on the Isle of Man. And when I used to street luge race with him, he always said, you've got to go to the Isle of Man at some point because there's all sorts of hills over there. So it's always been in the back of my mind to do it. And then the opportunity came up a couple of years ago when we started talking with Salim, who is the promoter behind the event. I was like, can we please try and do this one? And we ummed and ahed over it. And then we approached the tourism board here, and they have been really supportive and really, really helpful with everything that we've done.
For those who don't know, the World Downhill Skateboarding Championships, could you just give us a bit of an overview of what it is and what it's about?
So the World Downhill Skateboarding Championships consists of five races. We started off over in Austria, and then we went to Turkey, and then we've got the Isle of Man, and then we've got another race over in Utah, and then the final one is in El Salvador in South America. And what we're doing is essentially racing skateboards down hills. It sounds crazy, and it is, and the skateboards that we use are really, really modified. They've got specialist wheels and trucks on it. They're really stable, and we do two different disciplines. So it's this downhill skateboarding, which is stood up on a board, and then we also have street luge, which is essentially an oversized skateboard that you lie down on your back and go down hills. These boards can reach in speeds of excess of 80 miles an hour. I think Abdul Madzan hit 82 miles an hour over in Turkey the other week when we were racing there. So it's very, very fast, and there's no brakes on them. So the only way you can slow down is either by putting your feet on the floor, or the stand-up riders, what they do is they slide their board sideways. And it's incredibly impressive to watch.
And the Isle of Man, as I'm sure you know, is a place that has a love of speed and has done for many a year. But what makes the Isle of Man from the WDSC side of things stand out? What made you think the Isle of Man, this is the ideal place we want to hold a round of this?
To be honest with you, it's been the attitude of people here. Everyone's been really, really accommodating and really friendly and interested in what we do. It can be a bit of a challenge when we go to some places. They just sort of roll their eyes and they're like, oh, well, racing skateboards, what's that about? But I think everyone here, it's always like in your blood. you get it, and that's what's been really, really helpful for us.
From a spectator standpoint, you've already mentioned some of the speeds that these competitors hit can be mind-blowing at times. As a spectator, what's the spectacle like?
So for the spectators here, it's going to be watching those four people doing the head-to-head race on Sunday. So we do all the time trials and all the boring stuff, like, and the practice beforehand, but the real thing that you want to be watching is the head-to-head racing, which will be happening on Sunday. And we've got a wide variety of competitors that have come along from all over the world. So they are going to be battling it out on every single inch of that track.
And if all was to go successfully this weekend, do you envisage maybe the championship coming back to the Isle of Man, perhaps even expanding in future?
Absolutely. That's what we want to do. We want to make this a yearly event on our calendar because of all of the infrastructure that's here, the helpfulness of everyone. And we'll look around for some other tracks as well on the island. We don't want to just be stuck to one. If we can sort of spread out a little bit and help different areas of the island and different businesses, and, you know, as much as we can, yes, definitely want to be coming back. So the road that we're doing this year, it's almost like a little bit of a trial. Let's see how things run.
For anyone listening to this who wants to come down, see what the WDSC has to offer on the Isle of Man, how can they find out more details?
The best day to come along is going to be on race day on the Sunday. We're going to be having a food truck up there, and we've got a big TV screen coming, so you'll be able to watch the entirety of the action from start to finish. And we've got some fantastic local drone pilots that'll be following our riders down, and that'll be getting live streamed onto not just for the spectators area, but live streamed out onto the internet. So we're going live on YouTube as well as for several other TV channels. Aim to get up there for around about 10 o'clock on Sunday, and there's a spectator area by the reservoir entrance car park, and from there you'll be able to see all the action.
That is World Downhill Skateboarding Championship Director of Racing, Will Stevenson, there. Well, since that interview, we've had an update this afternoon. Practice and qualifying was due to start today, and did get underway, I should say, over at Thalty Will. However, later on, practice and qualifying session was cancelled earlier today due to poor weather conditions. And separately, it was also confirmed two people have been injured in separate incidents during the day, and we do wish them a speedy recovery. As of now, Manx Radio understands it's hoped the series can get back underway from around 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Manx Radio Sport.
Now, we're continuing to look ahead to the 2025 Ireland Games, with just 8 days to go now until the event gets underway in Orkney. And coming up now, it's a sport in which the Isle of Man has enjoyed a good deal of Ireland Games success previously, and there's hopes that the Isle of Man's golf team can relive that feeling again this year. 8 players, 4 male and 4 female, will be looking to be in the running for honours. They'll be led in Orkney by Isle of Man golf team manager Gary Ash.
Very much so. I've had a little break out of the managerial sort of things and captain's part, but I was asked to come on board. We've had a change at the top, and so, yeah, very much looking forward to helping.
And for those who don't know, just for a bit of context as well, you're certainly no stranger to the Ireland Games overall, are you?
No, I was captain on 3 occasions. Guernsey was my first, then the Shetlands, and then Rhodes, and we had some success. Wouldn't say total success, but we had a lot of success, and hopefully much the same this time when we go up to Orkney.
With that previous Ireland Games experience, what are the biggest sort of lessons that you took? What are the biggest things you learnt about taking part and what they require?
Well, they're tough competitions. You've got to be well prepared before you go, and you know that if you're not at the top of your game, you're not going to be on the medal table. So hopefully this time we are well prepared, and we should take on and enjoy and hopefully be successful.
And just on the team itself, for those who don't know, could you just tell us who's going to be representing the Isle of Man on both the men's and the women's tournaments?
Yes, so to represent the men is the captain is Daryl Collister, Rob Noon, Chris Neen, and Liam Cowan. On the ladies' side, we've got Brishi Jansen is making a comeback to the golf again. We've got Emma Noon. We've got Karen Farragher. And also we've got Sarah Wignall, who was one time a footballer, and I'm sure they're going to do well as well.
Just listening to a couple of the names in there, again, certainly no stranger to not just the Ireland Games, but competitions off Ireland as well. So what do you make of the overall quality of the players that you'll be taking to Orkney?
Well, I think we've got as good as we've got on the island at the moment. Certainly, you know, we hope that we're going to be successful. You never really can tell till you go. But yes, I don't think we've left anybody behind who should be going that isn't going. And hopefully we will be successful.
And when you talk about how the quality of the competition you've already mentioned at the likes of an Ireland Games as well, but it's intense, not just for golf, but for a lot of sports as well. There's a lot packed into the space of a week as well. So how do you go about managing that you're constant? You know, it's day to day and it's constant.
Yes, well, it is constant. I mean, it is some of the competitions the lads have been playing are 36 holes a day. In the Ireland Games, it's just 4 rounds, 18 holes, so over the 4 days. So it's not as tiring, but nevertheless, it's very much stressful. On the team event, there's 3 rounds to count out of the 4. So if you do have a hiccup, as long as somebody's doing all right from the rest of the lads or ladies, you generally can stick in there for the team medals.
And more generally as well, this seems to be a case with every sport I've spoken to, whether it's the last games or going into these ones as well, is that community aspect of it. Because one thing that people keep pointing out is, well, it's a chance to see friends that I don't see for best 2 years, if not more as well. So, of course, it's competitive. Of course, people want to win. But how important is that side of things, that there is, you know, at the heart of it, there's still a togetherness between a lot of people?
Yeah, there are, you know, and do, as you say, people do meet up year after, well, every 2 years, and it is nice, and it makes it just that bit different than any other tournaments these lads play and ladies play. They are what I would say is a totally different aspect of golf, if you know, if I can say that.
I'm certainly not going to ask you to make any ultimatums or predictions, but what do you think the Isle of Man golf team would class as a successful Ireland Games?
Well, I think we'd like to be finishing in the medals. I'm not going to say which colour, but obviously we would like to finish in the medals and more up, have a really successful and consistent and build on what we've been doing in the past games.
Manx Radio Sport.
And finally tonight, they topped the charts for the Isle of Man at the last Ireland Games when it came to medals, and there's excitement yet again about what the Isle of Man swimming team can achieve in Orkney. And I recently caught up with Isle of Man swimming team manager Erica Bellhouse and national team coach Lee Holland to find out more.
I think there's a lot of excitement building, a lot of fundraising, because it's not cheap to get the team there, but it's actually, with the fundraising comes an awful lot of team building as well, so yeah, in a really good place at the moment.
And Lee, when we've spoken to you before, one thing you've brought up quite a few times is that kind of that bond within the team as well. There always seems to be a really positive atmosphere when you've gone away, not just to the likes of the games, but when you go away off Ireland as well. How prevalent is that this year as well, that sort of positive mindset among everyone?
Oh, massively so. I think this game's, there's a lot of the team based on Ireland, so that helps, because these guys, most of them train together day to day, so they've already got that team feel. Obviously there's a couple away at schools and universities, but the bond that's there, and when those additional athletes come back from the UK back into the fold, it's like they've never been away. The teamwork ethic and the team ethos is massive, and our captains Joel Watterson and Laura Kinley really do a great job in keeping the team morale up, giving a few talents off if they need them, and keeping everyone in check. So yeah, the team feel is really good going into these games.
And Erica, 2 years ago there was quite a lot of medal success in Guernsey as well, so I suppose not necessarily take numbers out of the equation, shall we, but you know, how do you go about matching that same sort of standard this time around?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've got that to build on, and we've got a really strong team. It's actually really nice. We've got a lot of returning members, but returning for their second game, so last time they were kind of like real newbies. They're going in with a lot of that experience, which makes a big difference. We've got the likes of Harry Robinson, who is a Commonwealth athlete, but it's his first Games because he's moved back to the island and he's able to now compete for us. So we've got Commonwealth athletes and we've got, again, some new first Games athletes as well. So it's a real mix, and I hope it allows us to build on previous success.
And Lee, as Erica said, for a few of those, it was a first taste of the Games last time in Guernsey as well. What are the biggest things do you think they'll have learned from that experience?
I think the multi-sport factor, the fact that we're around other teams, it's not just swimming. I think that's a really positive step in terms of going forward when hopefully they move on to Commonwealth Youth, Commonwealth Senior. That idea that they learn how it's not just a swimming meet. I think the guys that had their first taste of Island Games competition last Games have all stepped up, they've moved forward, and they now understand what's expected. I think sometimes it can be a bit of an eye-opener. I think they're quite ready to get in, and they know what's expected now.
Erica, Lee will have an idea of this, I suppose, on the day-to-day, the coaching side of things, but there seems to be consistently, as has been the case for many years, this conveyor belt of new talent coming through Isle of Man swimming as well, and even some returning athletes, as you've mentioned too. So how encouraging is that, not just for the sake of the Island Games?
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic to see, and I think it's testament to Lee's coaching. The thing that I see most of all is that they're having fun whilst training, and I think that's what keeps that momentum. It keeps them in the sport. We're not now seeing them dropping off at 15, 16. They're staying with us into their 20s and eyeing Commonwealth Games, etc. And as I say, to see another, I think we've got four newbies this time in the team. Well, actually five if we count Harry, which is ironic, but here we are. That is what we want. They're able to come but still compete with Joel and Laura, to have your first Games but have Commonwealth finalists in your team mentoring you is just something that's so unique to what swimming's able to produce on the Isle of Man.
What would you all class as a successful Island Games, do you think?
I think as a team, the go-to is personal best times. I can't ask for more than that. And if a personal best is enough for a medal, if a personal best is enough for a final, if a personal best is enough for a gold medal and a Games record, we'll be just as proud of those guys, because realistically, swimming is about, it's not like other sports where other people can affect your performance. You've got one lane, there's no one else going to get in that water, it's down to you, and if you go and do the best you could have done on the day, we'll all be more than happy with that. But having said that, having topped the Manx medal table for a number of Games, there's an internal expectation from myself and from the athletes that have been there before and know what it means, because we love singing that national anthem.
And that's all we have time for this week here on Friday Sport Preview. Many thanks to my guests. As always, have yourself a wonderful Friday evening and a wonderful weekend, whatever you're doing as well. But from us, until next time, it is bye for now.
Manx Radio Sport.